819, please.
Authorize a competitive solicitation and contract with the lowest responsible bidder and provide payment for construction of the Southeast Claiborne Street at Southeast 135th Avenue Sanitary Sewer Extension, project number E10873, for an estimated cost of $3,148,000.
Commissioner Fish.
So we're joined today by Joe Dvorak, BES's principal engineer, and Rachel Frogner. Did I get that right?
Yes.
Well, the spelling is a little unique.
It is.
R-A-E-C-H-E-L, Frogner, who is the BES project manager. Colleagues, the Bureau of Environmental Services protects public health and the environment by designing, operating, and maintaining Portland sewer and stormwater system. The Southeast Claiborne Street area is in the Pleasant Valley neighborhood in outer southeast Portland along Johnson Creek. This project would extend sewer service to an area that is currently served by septic systems at risk of failure. By providing sanitary sewer service to the neighborhood, the project will better protect public health, the environment, and the homes near Johnson Creek. As I said, here today to give us a brief presentation are Joe and Rachel. Please take it away.
Great. Good morning. Thank you. My name is Joe Dvorak. So we'll talk a little bit about what sewer extensions are and why we do them. So basically, we're building a new sewer system connecting to an existing sewer. Another way to think about this is we're extending the existing system, hence the term sewer extensions. Why do we do this? To ensure wastewater systems to the whole community. Specifically, it provides municipal sewer service to existing properties that are currently on septic systems. Eventually, those septic systems fail. So by having a viable public system in front of these properties, it ensures that they can quickly connect and do so without impacting the environment. So as you see in the last point, when we do have a system available, we're protecting groundwater, specifically in this case, Johnson Creek, and we're being proactive about it. And now I'll turn it over to Rachel with more details on the project.
Thanks. So just to get us oriented geographically, this project is taking place in southeast Portland between 129th Place and 140th Avenues, west-east, and southeast Foster Road and southeast Claiborne, north to south. This project will construct 4,100 linear feet of new 8-inch diameter mainline pipe that will connect into the existing system that's present in southeast Foster Road. The project will also construct 2,100 linear feet of new 6-inch diameter service laterals that will serve 80 properties that are currently using onsite disposal systems. Kind of getting back to the purpose of this project is that this is an area with septic systems that are aging and are either failing or at risk of failure in the near future. Failing systems are a threat to public health, watershed health, and groundwater in this area that is adjacent to Johnson Creek. The smaller lot sizes limit the area for replacing these onsite disposal systems if they were to fail. And additionally, 50% of the properties, or about 50% of the properties in this area, have a public sewer line physically available to them within 300 feet. And it is an Oregon requirement that they connect if they fall within that range, which can be quite costly. When we build, or upon completion of this project, the residents will be required to connect within 3 years or upon failure of their current systems. At the time of connection, fees are due to the city, and we do offer financial assistance programs as well as deferral options for those folks. Throughout the life of this project, we have done extensive outreach via mailings.
Okay, never mind. Go ahead.
Continue.
Go ahead.
Via mailings, web, email, and social media updates. We've held community workshops and onsite tabling events. Materials that we've sent out to the public have been translated into Russian when needed, and we've also had a Russian translator available in person when we go out to meet with the community. We've worked individually with a lot of the property owners in this area and have tried to determine the best solutions for them in regards to this project. The engineer's estimate, as mentioned, is $3.1 million. We have a high confidence level in that estimate. We are expecting to advertise the project in October of this year and begin construction in the spring of 2020. Construction is expected to last approximately a year, and I believe that's all I've got. So if you have any questions.
Commissioner Hardesty had one.
Thank you, Mayor. My question is this an area that has always been a part of Portland, or is this part of an area of Portland that was annexed into the city 30 years ago?
I believe it was annexed. I don't know the exact date.
So what I'm hearing is that property owners are going to have to pay $27,000 approximately for each individual property owner. And if I remember when annexation happened, that was part of the deal that was, if you join the city of Portland, we're going to hook you up to the sewer lines. So when you say to me this is a proactive program, I would say it's probably about 30 years behind what we...
Sure.
Yes.
Could you supply to me the documentation in support of that promise?
You know, I would be happy to try to research it. What I know is that I have worked with many areas of the city that have been annexed into the city of Portland.
No, I take your point. I take your point very seriously. In fact, I've asked the director of the Bureau within existing law to see if there's another mechanism that we can access to help pay for these public improvements. And in fact, if you'll give me a little time, this won't kick in for 3 years. If you'll give me a little time on this, I want to actually solicit your thoughts on how we might do that lawfully with ratepayer dollars. We have to be careful because these are ratepayer dollars, and this is a separate system than the City of Portland's general fund. But I take your point very seriously, and we'd like to work with you on that.
Wonderful.
I guess that's my last question for the moment. Thank
you. Very good. Any further questions? Any public testimony on this item?
Yes. Maggie?
Would it be easy for me to answer?
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thanks a lot. Thanks
for
the presentation.
Thank you.
Okay, so Maggie, Portland Homeless Town Hall. So I guess they've had more over runoffs of the sewage system this year than any other year that's going into the Willamette, correct?
That's actually not correct.
Well, that's what's been reported.
Okay, but that's not correct.
Well, that's what's been reported, so we're going to go with what's been reported, that you've had more sewage runoff into the Willamette this year than previous years past. So what I'm wondering is, what kind of alternatives are permits allowing for compostable toilets? Because compostable toilets can be made very inexpensively and don't have to have large capacity and need to be maintained about three times a year. So what kind of things can we do to have more alternatives for compostable toilets? Because you're going to hook these people up to the system, and the systems are, we had someone here earlier this year before Hardesty was elected that came in to testify that the sanitation processing sewage plant was like way over capacity. You know, they don't have the capacity to sanitize the sewage.
That's not correct either. And Maggie?
Well, I'm just saying your own people are saying that. So what about that?
Thank you. This is a first reading of a non-emergency ordinance. It moves to second reading. Next item, 820,